Hi, my name is Edwin Aparicio, and this is
Dara Jackson from Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Hello, Dara. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, I just recently turned 18. I just recently graduated from high school, and I was supposed to go to college back, like, in January of this year, but my plans kind of got issued, like, long story short. And now I'm just working right now and earning money.
And can you tell us a little bit more about this not going to college? How do you think this has affected you so far?
To be honest, I actually think it's like has had a pretty positive effect because before I wasn't really too sure like what exactly like I wanted to go to college and like where I wanted to go. Like, me and a couple of other friends, like, we tried going to other places, but they didn't really work out right. So we decided to go to this one college in Florida called Full Sail University, and it seemed like really good. Like, it offered like really good programs for us. And some my friends are in video game design, and I'm pursuing the computer animation, and they had majors for that, so we were all set to go. But then, like we talked about as we were discussing more of our options, like, it came to our attention that this college may not be the best fit for us, and so ultimately, like, we unfortunately had to cancel our plans and like not interest in New Jersey. But in the long run, I honestly think that it was a really good fit, like, just to stay in Jersey and work and just start earning money and getting work experience.
And how does it make you feel that you're taking this gap year? How do you think this is really kind of like affected the way you've seen school?
Honestly, maybe seeing school is a way, like, okay. So, like, I understand, like, how people, I'm sorry. Honestly, like, after graduating high school, I feel like the pressure is sort of, like, relieved me because, like, all throughout high school, like, you're pressured to, like, college is, like, the next step. Like, college is the next level step. And so, like, while I'm taking the gap year and working, I realized that now I actually want to go to college on my own intuition because I understand that some people, like, college is not for them. But, like, I'm learning and working, I feel like that now college is actually the right option for me, but I also feel more prepared, and I can also, like, weigh my options better instead of just, like, scrambling to do everything, like, the summer before you go to school and everything, like, have a whole year to, like, just plan stuff and, like, get stuff in place before, and so I can be all set and ready.
Good. And so do you think this year off from school has also affected the way that maybe some of your peers have viewed you? Do you think that there is a bit of that pressure where people see gap years as not always a good thing, but, you know.
Well, I had talked to one peer in particular that kind of honestly, like, wishes that she had taken a gap year, like, seeing how well it's, like, working for me and, like, me working and just, like, me taking the time to, like, gather stuff because, like, she thinks that she feels like she could have better, like, taken a gap year to, like, actually, like, process and, like, think about what she wanted to do. But she also agreed that, like, she kind of had even a bit, like, between the gap year and, like, college, like, she's happy where she is now, but she kind of regrets it. So I'm kind of glad that myself, but I feel like looking back now that I would have been in sort of, like, regret, like, just going to college and, like, not, and jumping in and, like, not, I guess, like, taking time to, like, think, like, if this is working for me. So I don't think there's, like, too much judgment, like, amongst my peers.
Good. And if you could just tell me a bit more about your experience at school and how your views on school before you had graduated from high school. Did you enjoy school?
High school was very, I don't know how to describe it. It was a very interesting and, but still, like, rewarding. Like, I don't know, I learned so much from the peers around me. Like, they have, like, some peers, like, even, like, changed my life. Like, it's really crazy. But as far as school, like, school is, like, very necessary, like, and how, like, in gaining and learning knowledge, like, I really like that about school and stuff. So I understand like the purpose of school, like how it's like really rewarding to like get an education. Like from working, like I'm content where I am now, but I kind of miss like the feeling of going to school and like just sitting in the classroom and learning new things. Like it's really exciting. Like I don't know. Like it just gives me a
And could you tell me just a bit more about what your grades looked like and what types of classes you were taking when you were in high school?
they're pretty high, like A's, like a lot of A's and B's, and I took a lot of like honors and also like AP. Like AP was very, very challenging, but like that those like maybe classes were, although they were challenging, they're also very rewarding. They made me like really look into myself and like see like what type of student I really am, like really like chat like challenge me to like push above and beyond. Like that's the reason the class is so I can get be really, really challenged. So
And do you think that these AP classes and honors classes, do you think any of those really helped you in kind of like being prepared for the real world, and not just college?
well, I feel like my writing, my AP English classes in particular helped me with like improving my writing skills, like offering me like new techniques that I may have not have learned if I took honors. I'm not sure. But I just like how like the teachers taught and like the different techniques that we learned throughout it. And just like, I don't know, like taking, like telling us to like push us to like our limits, but also like seeing how much we can do in like a short amount of time. Cause, like, in college, like you're not gonna have a lot, like as much time. You're gonna be really like, I'm really like focused through errors on like different things. So like, you kind of have to like budget your time. And like I'm like AP like really taught me like how to budget time and like work all the assignments and work every day.
All right. Okay, so now tell me, Dara, what is it exactly that you're doing right now, and how do you spend your free time?
Well, outside of work, I do. I'm just. I'm. I do a lot of creative stuff because I'm a really creative person, like intuitive creative. So like I do a lot of like art is like a big, big passion of mine. Like I really love art. Like I love drawing, painting, and like doing digital work and stuff. Like it's really cool. I also like listening to music. Like I'm also like really like big music person too. Just like the music and the arts in general. Like it's just like really my thing.
And how do you think that this time away from school has helped you in relation to your art?
It's really like caused me to like really look deep into myself and like what I want in life. Because like it's given me a lot of free time too, because that I wouldn't have had when I went to school, because if maybe if I went to school I would have done something else instead of focusing on my art, like something I really wanted to do. And art is what I really want to do. So I have more time to practice and hone my skills before I go to the next level, which is college and majoring in art, so I can already have built a foundation for myself before. So
Yeah, that's good. And you mentioned that you want to go back into college. Have you been looking at any in specific?
I have been looking at my local community college, which is BYU Cape Community College and Maysland. Well, you also have some campuses, but Maysland is the campus I've really been looking at. It's just a 2-year college that Yeah, so it's a 2-year course, and afterwards you can move on to 4-year college.
Good, good. And so would you say that you're excited for the future?
I honestly think so. I think the future is really bright for me. As long as I keep going and keep working and grinding, like gaining money and also like practicing my skills and my art and everything. Mm-hmm. And like really putting myself, like trying to work on myself and putting myself out there and be more confident. Well, like I think the future is bright for me.
Good, good. I think the future will be bright for you too. All right, Dara, that is all the time that we have. Thank you for joining me in this interview. And thank you, listeners, for listening all the way through, hopefully. And thank you. All right, have a nice day.